Back in June, state officials decided to allow bear hunting in Florida for the first time in 20 years. The season will open on October 24th, and it could last for up to a week. This evening on Florida Matters, we'll take a look at the rise of the black bear population and their shrinking habitat. In this preview, we hear from bear biologist Joe Guthrie and Dr. Thomas Eason, Director of Habitat and Species Conservation with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Contrary to how it's being portrayed in the media in a lot of circumstances, the hunt is not about solving human-bear conflicts in suburban areas. The good news is Florida as a whole has been successful at recovering black bears from historically low levels, and we're now working to manage that success. And part of that is managing bear populations, which hunting is a well-established, effective way to help manage bear populations across the country.
Back in June of 2012, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission removed the bear from the state's threatened species list. That means officials believe the bear is no longer at high risk of extinction. Is that what that means?
Yes, and that's part of the conservation success story. Bears have been state listed as a threatened species for a couple of decades, and the good work of lots of people, including Joe and others, has led to populations expanding from historic remote areas and increasing in density to where they no longer meet the criteria for being considered at elevated risk of extinction here in Florida.
Now, Joe Guthrie, you're the bear expert here, certainly not me, but from what I've learned, Florida bears, they're solitary, they're not territorial, they don't defend their range from other bears. They have excellent eyesight, hearing, and especially an excellent sense of smell. So, and I think folks who have gone camping or left their garbage cans out know all about that. What kind of personality does the Florida bear have? What's its disposition?
That's a great question, and it really comes down to the individual bear. They're very interesting animals, very intelligent and adaptable, they use a wide variety of habitats over the course of a year, moving from one hot spot to the next where there's good fruiting, food available, hot spots, and so, but their disposition, I guess, can be summed up as just highly, highly adaptable, sensitive to food availability, human pressure from roads. And so they're animals capable of making complex decisions. But as far as their personalities, they're generally a retiring, shy animal. People live their whole lives in Florida and don't see them. They live in the woods. They're surprisingly hard to see in the forest with their black coats. They're highly attuned to what's going on around them. So oftentimes when they sense humans, they will hightail it and be out of sight long before they're seen.
Dr. Eason, is there a target number of bears that FWC would like to see culled from the current population?
Our management efforts, again, in those four areas where we have strong growing bear populations, the goal is to work to stabilize them at current levels. So our harvest objectives is tailored within each of those bear management units to try to achieve that.
That was Dr. Thomas Eason, Director of Habitat and Species Conservation with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and bear biologist Joe Guthrie speaking with WUSF's Carson Cooper. You can hear more of the conversation about the Florida black bear on Florida Matters at 6:30 here at WUSF.